Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. What a great volleyball time at Deer Run last night. A little bit to the reason that this is starting a little late this morning. I haven't had a workout like that for quite some time, and I rested very well last night. But anyhow, we've been talking and praying this week about this new command, the command that Jesus gave, that he proclaimed as new, to love one another. And in the context, he helped define that. He helped define what made it new, and that is that we love like Jesus loves. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with love that honors others. We've kind of talked about this in some of the other topics, but we want to zero in on it today. Romans 12, verses 9 and 10 says, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." There's so much in there. We could spend a lot of time talking about love that's sincere. We could talk a lot of time about love that's devoted. But I chose, as I laid this out, to focus in on love that honors others. And partly because I think it encompasses both the sincerity and the devotion. And I think honoring others and this whole characteristic of honor is a tough one for many people. We tend to go to one extreme or the other. Either we want all of the honor for ourselves, and we live and act in such a way that it would never cross our mind to honor somebody else, let alone honor them above ourselves. Or we live with an attitude that, the belief that we don't deserve honor. And so we tend to deflect it when others actually practice this verse and honor us above themselves. And so it kind of short circuits the process. See, it's designed not to set up a group that is honored and a group that is doing the honoring. When this instruction is given to the church, when it's given to us as individuals to practice within the body of Christ, it almost becomes a circular effect. I think about years ago when I was doing youth ministry, one of the activities, kind of a combination trust activity and how did that really happen activity, but you'd get a group and you would have them stand in a circle, kind of in a line, but in a circle. And so they were front to back, fairly close together. And you would have everyone sit down at the same time. I don't know if I've explained it well enough that you can picture what's happening here, but in essence, as everyone was sitting down at the same time, they were sitting in one another's lap all the way around the circle. And if done correctly, the group could sit there. No chairs, no, just supporting each other. But all it would take would be one person that wasn't doing their part. That one element of support that might fail, and the whole circle would collapse. And that's what I picture when it comes to this command to love in such a way that our love honors others. That when one person pulls out of that, then somebody's doing the honoring without getting and being honored. And it isn't long before our human nature takes over and we realize something isn't right. And God's desire is that this love that we have, this love that we have received, this love that we express, that loving like Jesus loves is a love that honors others, which includes us being honored. But because that becomes a natural thing as part of the body of Christ, we don't have to focus on that. We simply focus on honoring those around us. And when we do that, then we begin to help others see the value that God says they have. When each member does its part, God says that the body is built up into the head, which is Christ. When we begin to decide that certain parts of the body of Christ have no value, then what we're doing is we are causing the entire body to suffer. We tend to point fingers and blame it on somebody else. But many times it begins because we're not obeying God's command to love like Jesus. We're not honoring others above ourselves. We're picking and choosing who we want to honor, if we're honoring at all. And living life for Jesus says that I'm going to honor others above myself and trust that I'm taken care of by Him. That He provides those that surround me. And one of the neat things about putting this into practice is we begin to honor others above ourselves, it becomes contagious. And it spreads, and it isn't long before more and more people are recognizing and receiving the honor that God wants them to have. And together we gather as the body of Christ and we lift all of that honor to God Himself. And when we are set free, we are set free to love like Jesus loves. You think about Jesus walking this earth and how He was consistently lifting up people. Those that were unnoticed, those that were untouchable, those that were considered unclean or were just thought to be bad people. You know, His reputation, He goes and eats with sinners and tax collectors. But He did so in a way that was transforming them rather than changing Him. And we struggle with that. There's a balance between putting ourselves into temptation that we're not able to deal with yet and putting ourselves in situations where we become the salt and light of the world that brings God's transformation to those that need it. Which, by the way, is all of us. And when we look at Jesus honoring people, it becomes apparent that He never lost the honor due Him by doing that. In fact, His honor among others increased because of the way He was treating them. It's like love in general, there isn't a limited supply that if we give it all away, there's none left for us. It simply grows. And the same is true with honor. When we honor others above ourselves, it's not that we become empty of honor. It actually causes the honor to grow and it becomes more visible. And when people recognize that they are valued by us, they begin to recognize more fully they are valued by God. And His light is made visible. And He grows His church because we do what He says. And we love one another in a way that honors others. In a way that causes all people to know that we are His disciples. Because we love one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has actually given us honor that we really didn't deserve. But that You wanted to bestow upon us because You value us. And Father, as we love like Jesus today, may we honor others. May we lift them up. May we trust that You have prepared and are preparing others that will honor us so that we too have value. But may we not become focused on that. But rather, may our honoring of others help build Your kingdom. May it help increase the confidence that each part of Your body has value. That regardless of the visible work that You've called them to do, or whether the secret work You've called them to do, that they would be honored in such a way that they know not only are they valued by You, but they are valued by their brothers and sisters in Christ. God, today, help us to live with that kind of love that honors. Help us to look for ways to grow Your kingdom through being the salt and light that helps transform this world. Father, as we honor others, as we enter into their life, and may we do so with the transforming power of Your Spirit leading us. May we be aware of any temptations that would lead us to sin, and may we reject and avoid them. But may we become more emboldened to honor others rather than cower in fear of losing something that isn't even ours to lose. Father, today as we live life, as we interact with others, as we do whatever is set before us, may You help us to love like Jesus loves. And in doing so, may we lift Him up so that many are drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.